This is The Peaceful Corner, Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Peaceful Corner. I hope you guys are doing wonderful. Welcome to the month of September. And we're here once again to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The month of September is going to be great. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be full of God's blessings. It's going to be full of God's greatness and his reward. I was in a meeting shortly before I came to record this. Mr. Mide, who joined us at the beginning of the year to talk about watchmen, it was a prayer meeting, and he was telling us good news for September, right? From God. These are good news from September, for the month of September. And it kind of ties into what I was going to talk about, you know, as well. And the good news is that your reward has come. He is able and he will complete it. And he gave us three verses. Isaiah 3:10, which is your reward has come. Right? It says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with them. And they'll eat the fruits of their good and of their righteousness. Right? I'm paraphrasing here. Please don't quote me. Number two is he is able. And that's Ephesians 3:20. And it says, he who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think, right? He is able to do them for us, right? According to the power that worketh in, you know, him. According to his power, right? According to his power. And then he will complete it. Philippians 1:6. He who is able. Philippians 1:6. It actually says, he who began a good work, yes, is able to complete it. He who began a good work is able to complete it. I'll open the verses real quick so that, you know, I am not just speaking whatever comes to my head and not saying the Bible. I need to read what it actually says, you know. Okay, I'm starting with Philippians 1:6, where it says he will complete it. And that was the third one. I know I'm going backwards, but, you know. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then Ephesians 3:20, let me quickly go there. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. In us. I believe the other time I said him. Not correct. But in us. And then Isaiah 3:10. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. So that is good news for September. Hallelujah. Amen. You can write it down, you know, and believe it. Believe it. Because God has spoken it through his servants. And we believe it that he is able, he will do it, and he will complete it. I mean, isn't that beautiful? Your reward has come. He is able and he will complete it. Your reward has come. He's able and he will complete it. Amen. So, and then I also wanted to encourage us as well as we go into this new month with 2 Corinthians 4:18. It says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I'm going to read it in the easy version. It says, in that chapter 18, it says, so we do not look at the things that we can see in this world. Instead, we look at the things that people can't see. The things that we can see are only here for a short time, but the things that we cannot see will continue forever. Will continue forever. And I want us to just, you know, ponder on that verse throughout. Because the things we cannot see will continue forever. For some of us, the things that we've been waiting for, things we can't see, it almost seems like it's impossible. They're almost here. Let's not turn back now, right? Before we get it. I think even if we read from chapter 16, it says, this is why we are not afraid to continue our work. Yes, our bodies are getting older and weaker, but our spirits are becoming stronger every day. We have these little troubles that continue for a short time, but as a result, we will receive the great things that God has prepared for us. Those great things are much more important than our little troubles. And God's great things will continue forever. Right? God's great things will continue forever. It says, but as a result, we will receive the great things that God has prepared for us. Those great things are much more important than our little troubles. They are much more important than the things that are happening around you. They're much more important than the situation of your country. They're much more important than the situation of the things that seem to weigh you down, of the world, things of this world, because they all seem like they're endless and they just keep coming and coming and coming, and they almost seem like they never want to go. They're only for a short while. We should keep pushing. We should keep praying. We should keep pushing. We should keep praying. We should keep fasting. We should keep reading the word. We should keep believing and hoping in God, because he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. I love you. Thank you for joining us at the Peaceful Corner podcast. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And thank you for fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. Always and coming. You know, it's always a great time to be here. Continue to bask in the glory of God. Share this to somebody. Say hello to somebody today. Check up on how they're doing and ask them, how are you doing? You know, and show them some love. Thank you once again. I love you all. Bye-bye.